Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always just click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. This is Catherine. I'm calling from Stanford, California.
Now, where is Stanford, California? Is that near Stanford University, which is in Palo Alto?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you're actually at Stanford. Are you in the school there?
Yeah, so I graduated with a PhD in chemistry 2 years ago, but my husband is still in his PhD program.
Oh, really? Do you lord it over him?
Not too much. I do remember when I made my donation to NPR, I made sure it said doctor on it. But apart from that, we tried to keep it on the down low.
I appreciate it. Well, welcome to the show, Catherine. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with a last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly into the limericks, you'll be a big winner. You ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Here is your first limerick.
The caffeine in my Coke hits too softly, and espressos are simply too costly. So I'm really quite keen that they're mixed in ground beans, because they sell cans of Coke laced with...
coffee?
Yes, coffee. Coca-Cola has unveiled their new product, Coke with Coffee. Just like the name says, it's Coca-Cola infused with coffee for that refreshing taste of Coke you accidentally poured into that mug with yesterday's coffee. The new product is a great way to destroy your teeth in two ways at once and contains twice as much caffeine as a regular can of Coke. It's sure to bring you out of your afternoon slump and give you the energy you need to bend a crowbar in half and then spend the next 9 hours twitching.
Have you ever been interested in taking one thing you like and mixing it with another thing you like to make something you don't like? You'll love that, Coke
that
with
would
coffee.
Have, that would have been the Super Bowl ad, too, if they had only gone through with it this year.
I mean, I'm available to just hand these out.
Here is your next limerick.
Extra carbs I don't want to finagle. With this pint, I'll just eat what I'm able. This garlic and sesame's getting the best of me. Part ice cream, part everything.
Bagel?
Yes, bagel. Bagel is right. Jenny's ice cream, new flavor. Everything bagel is the gross new way to make your breath stink and get an ice cream headache at the same time. It's a cream cheese flavored ice cream seasoned with classic everything bagel spices. Sesame seeds, poppy seeds, garlic, onion, some kind of salt that hurts your mouth. It seems gross, but it really comes together once you top it with hot fudge lox.
I read about this. I will say I had to lie down for an hour. I was so really? Upset. It is so upsetting.
Nothing like milk coated around your lips and seeds in all of your teeth. That sounds like a great date night.
Here.
That actually sounds delightful.
Okay. Here is your last limerick.
Of earthiness, there's no more trace in the bottles we packed in this case. The nose has unfurled. It is out of this world. Since we've taken our wine out to...
oh, out to space.
Yes, yeah! Space, or as I am legally obligated to say it, space! 2 years ago, researchers sent 12 bottles of wine to the space station, and the astronauts were so rude they sent it back. They... wanted to see what space does to the wine aging process, and connoisseurs are excited to pretend they can now taste the difference. It's going to suck when you're like out to eat and your rich friend sees like space wines on the menu and is like, oh, let's try it. And it turns out when you split the bill, it costs $60 million. Bill, how did Catherine do in our quiz?
The PhD scored big. All three right.
Congratulations, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing. Take care.
Bye.